on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela 20 grade.
Alberton N12 East, a crash before the Reading interchange, the R59, and we've also got a stationary vehicle on the N1 South after Allendale Road.
'N Groep informele handelaars wat Johannesburg se munisipale bywette betwis, is vandag terug in die Hooggeregshof terwyl die stad reageer op hul dringende aansoek. Die stad het sy optrede teen informele handel in die middestand verskerp, maar handelaars voer aan dat die operasie hulle van hul lewensbestaan gestroop het. Anastasie Begoppe berig.
Hundreds of supporters have gathered outside the court, the ANC in support of Mayor Dada Morero, while the EFF is supporting the informal traders alongside the Social Economic Rights Institute. Today's hearing follows a postponement earlier this week after the city asked for more time to prepare its case, citing the involvement of several departments, including economic development. The city maintains that street trading must operate within a regulated framework to prevent disorder and illegal activity in the CBD. However, the city representing the traders say more than 800 traders have been affected by the city's enforcement operations. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch at the High Court in Johannesburg.
Die Stad Johannesburg verwelkom intussen Floyd Brink se heraanstelling as stadsbestuurder. Die raad het sy aanstelling gister goedgekeur. Die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg het vlede jaar bevind sy aanstelling was onregmatig en het hom beveel om te bedank. Hy en ander kandidate is egter weer deur 'n paneel ondervra en hy die hoogste punte gekry. Die National Coloured Congress sê druk op polisieleierskap verskerp met partyleier Fadil Adams wat 'n kriminele klag teen nasionale polisiekommissaris Fani Masemola ingedien het. Adams sê die klag fokus op nepotisme en korrupsie binne die SAPD.
It cannot be an HR matter if it keeps on happening. That tells me that HR is compromised, that HR is captured and controlled. How do you get six of your family members and an alleged girlfriend into high positions, some of them with no experience, some of them with half experience, one of them with criminal allegations hanging over her head, and it becomes an HR matter?
Adams doen 'n beroep dat die ondersoek na die SAPD se teenkorrupsieeenheid in Pretoria oorgeplaas word.
We have laid a criminal complaint against General Masemola for nepotism because so many of his family members work at SAPS in his office and many of them without the right credentials. We are not coming here accusing anyone of anything without any evidence. We are actually putting names, dates, time frames into what we have and we're saying we'd like to have this investigated. The National Commissioner can do a very, very simple thing. He can make all of this go away. He can come out and deny it. Let him deny it.
En ander nuus, die vakverbond SAFTU sê ten spyte van die arbeidswetgewing om werkers te beskerm, bly basiese nakoming van arbeidswette volgens hom laag. Dit volg nadat twee werkgewers in KwaZulu-Natal onlangs gearresteer is na inspeksie deur die departement van indiensneming en arbeid, SAFTU woordvoerder Asiwe Tjani.
Despite progressive labour legislation designed to protect workers, compliance with basic labor law remains dangerously low, and the gap between legal rights and workplace realities continues to widen, leaving millions of workers vulnerable to exploitation, injury, and discrimination.
En ons sluit af met nog nuus uit die buiteland. Die dodetal van orkaan Melissa het tot byna 50 mense gestyg. Die storm het die week dele getref. Die storm is ook een van die kragtigste wat ooit aangeteken is. Ek is Chanel September, die en ander stories op jacaranda.fm.com. Die volgende bulletin om 1 uur.